ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This year is on Sanhedrin Daf Mem. We are beginning the Perek HaYuboitkin. The Mishnah begins by discussing how Bezdin questioned the Eidim by Dine Nefashis. And the Mishnah begins, HaYuboitkin Oysan B'Sheva Chakiris. Bezdin was Boidik the Eidim with seven questions, and these questions have the Halacha of Chakiris. And the Mishnah explains the questions, Be'ezei Shavua, Be'ezei Shana. Bezdin asked the Eidim, which Shemitah Machzor in the 50 years of Yovel did the Uvda that the Eidim are being made on, when did this Maisa take place? And which year in the Shemitah cycle did the Uvda happen? Then Bezdin asked the Eidim, Be'ezei Chodesh, which month of the year, Be'kama B'Chodesh, which day of the month, Be'ezei Yom, which day of the week did it happen, Be'ezei Shah, which hour of the day, and Be'ezei Mokem, where did this Uvda take place? And these seven questions have the Halacha of Chakiris, and Bezdin asked the Eidim these seven questions. The Mishnah asked Kasha, why is it that after Bezdin asked the Eidim Bekama B'Chodesh, they asked him which day of the month did the Uvda happen, still Bezdin then asked the Eidim Be'ezei Yom, which day of the week did the Uvda happen? L'chayre, once Bezdin knows Bekama B'Chodesh, and Bezdin knows which month, and they know which year it is, Bezdin themselves could make the calculation and figure out which day of the week did Tesvav year of that year fall out on. So why is it that Bezdin then has to ask the Eidim Be'ezei Yom, which day of the week did the Uvda happen? Rashi in Devi Amascho Be'ezei Yom is Mefarish, he's answering this question, and Rashi explains, Afal pi she'amru bekach vekach b'chodesh, even though the Eidim already said which day of the month the Uvda happened, Afal pi ken shoylin lohem be'ezei yom b'shabbos, still Bezdin goes and asks them which day of the week did the Uvda happen. And Zogt Rashi, because the reason for these seven chakiris is in order to make the Eidus Eidus Shatayochol la'azimo, in order to make it that if there are other Eidim that know that these Eidim that are made weren't in the place that they are claiming to have been at the time that they're saying that they were there to be made, but Imanu Ayisim B'Makom Pliny, they know that these Eidim were with them somewhere else at that time. So that is the tachlis of these seven Chakiris, to find out exactly what time they're being made, that if anybody knows that these Eidim weren't there at that time, they can come be made Imanu Ayisim B'Makom Pliny. So Rashi, being that the tachlis of the seven chakiris is in order to make an eidish at the yochel la'azima, memelo, not only we ask them bekama b'chodesh, but we also ask them be'ezei yom. Hagam Bezdin themselves could figure out which day of the week the uvda took place. Once they know bekama b'chodesh and be'ezei shana, they could figure out when tesvav year of that year fell out on. Afiloachi Bezdin asks them be'ezei yom, what day of the week did the uvda happen? And that is in order to remind the Eidim who could be mazin them, if there are Eidim that know that Imanu Yisam B'Makom Pliny, if they could be mazin these Eidim, and they know that these Eidim weren't there at the time that the Eidim claimed to have been there. So we want to remind them that these Eidim were really with them at that time. And not every person keeps in mind Bekama B'Chodesh. If you tell somebody there's an Eidus of Tesvav Ir, it's not always Eila Al Daitai that really the people be made were with him at that time. Therefore Bezdin asks also Be'ezei Yom B'Shabbos, they also ask which day of the week it was. People always remember what day of the week it was, and if the Eidim say that on Tuesday they're being made, that Reuven killed Shimon, other Eidim will hear that they're being made, that on Tuesday they saw Reuven kill Shimon, and they'll say, no, you weren't there at that time, Imanu Yisam B'Makom Pliny. But according to Rashi, the tachlis of the question of Be'ezei Yom is not really to make it an Eidus Shi'atayachal La'azimo. Be'ezei Yom, Bezdin themselves could figure out which day of the week it was. The reason why Bezdin asks Be'ezei Yom is in order to remind Eidim who could come be mazim these Eidim, and make them into Eidim Zayim, and they should be reminded that it was really Imanu Yisam B'Makom Pliny, these Eidim were really with you at the time that they're claiming to have seen the Uvda. Rabbeinu Yoina asks on Rashi, the Mishnah explains further, Ma Bein Chakiris Lebedikis, what is special, what is the chiluk between these seven questions that are called Chakiris and other questions that Bezdin asks the Eidim? What's the chiluk between the Chakiris and the Bedikis? And the Mishnah explains, Chakiris Echodayme in Yedei Eidusim B'Teila, By the seven questions of the Chakiris, if one of the Edim says Ein Yedea, he doesn't know which day of the month it was, or he doesn't know which year he's being made on, then they do some Betela. Masheka, when it comes to the Bedikis, Echad Oimer Ein Yedea, then they do some is still Kayim. It's only if the Machishin Zazay Dusan is Betela, but if one of them says Ein Yedea on one of the Bedikis, the Edis is still Kayim. Fekta Bein Yoyna on Rashi, according to Rashi, Be'eze Yoyim is not really one of the Chakiris. Be'ez Yom is only to remind those who could be mazin the Edim to come be made that Imanu Yisem b'makom Pliny. But really, Bezin themselves can figure out which day of the week the Uvda happened, being that they know already Be'ez Yom b'chodesh, and they know which month, and they know which year already. So, Fekta Ben Yoyna and Rashi, Imkain, if the Eid says, Ein Yedea, which day of the week it is, he knows it was Tes Vav Ir of this year. But he doesn't know which day of the week, he's Ein Yedea, which day of the week that day was, he forgot already. In fact, according to Rashi, the Eidus should still be Kayim, being that Bezin themselves could figure out which day of the week it was, the Eidus should still be Kayim. And the Ran is Mefarish that Eina Chanami, according to Rashi, this that the Mishnah tells us by Chakiris, if Echad Eimer Ein Yedei Dusan Betela, it's Dafka by the other six questions. Mashenka, by the seventh question, by this question of Be'ez Yoyim, which day of the week did the Uvda happen, Eina Chanami, if Omer Echad Min Eidim Ein Yedei Eidusan is still Kayim. Being that the tachlis of this question is not to make it Eidish at the Yochel Azima, but the tachlis of this question is in order to remind the Edom who could be mazin, these Edom who are made, that they should be reminded Imanu Yisam ben Malkam Plenyam can be made their Eidus. Therefore, on this question, if it's Omer Echad Me'an Ein Yedea, Eidusan is still Kayim. Rabbi Yehuda himself, and this teretz is also found in the Mashal, answered this question, why is it that Bezdin asks Be'ez Yoyim? If Bezin already asked Be'ezay Shana, Be'ezay Chodesh, and Be'kama B'chodesh, Bezin themselves can figure out Be'ezay Yom, so why does Bezin ask which day of the week did the Uvda happen? Zokta Ben Yoyin and the Mashal, the Mishnah tells us later, if Mitoicha B'achakiris, Omer Echad B'shnayim B'chodesh, one of the Eidim said that it took place on Be'ez B'chodesh, and the second Eid said that the Uvda took place B'shloisha B'chodesh, Zokta Mishnah, Edusan is Kayem, still the Eidus is Kayem. Hagam that one is being made b'shnayim b'chodesh and one is being made b'shloisha b'chodesh, still the Eidus is kaim, but we don't consider it a hachosha in the Eidus. And the Mishnah explains the reason, sheze yedea b'iburei shal chodesh v'ze eine yedea b'iburei shal chodesh. We assume that one of the Eidim knew iburei shal chodesh, whether or not Bezin was ma'aber the chodesh, and the second Eid didn't know whether or not Bezin was ma'aber the chodesh. And therefore, even though one said it was b'sheni l'chodesh and one says it was b'shlishi b'chodesh, we assume they're being made on the same ovda and Eidusan is still kayim. We don't say this is a achosha and the Eidus and Eidusan is b'teila. Dr. Mashal, we see from this that a Eid can make a mistake of up to one day, being that he could be tailored in this, that he's eini yedea b'iburei shal chodesh. So therefore, any time one is made b'kama b'chodesh and b'ezer chodesh and b'ezer shana, it's still an Eidus yata yachol la'azima. If two Edom would come say on these Edom, Imanu Yisam b'makom Pliny, on this day of the Chodesh that you're being made, that you saw Reuven kill Shimon, Imanu Yisam b'makom Pliny, the Edom themselves can say that their Edus is still true and they are not Edom Zayman. This that they said, this day of the month they saw Reuven kill Shimon, and on that same day the other Edom are saying, Imanu Yisam b'makom Pliny, they made a mistake, b'iburi shal Chodesh. They made a mistake in whether or not Bezin was Ma'abr the Chodesh, and therefore they were off a day. And when they said Bekama B'chodesh, they made a mistake of up to a day. Memela, when they said the Eidus that Reuven killed Shimon is really a day earlier because Bezin was Ma'abr the Chodesh, and therefore when the Eidim Zaymin come and say, Imana Yisam B'makom Pliny, it would not turn these Eidim into Eidim Zaymin. Memela would still be Eidus Yata Yachal La'azima. Therefore Bezin has to ask Be'ezer Yoyim which day of the week it was. And once Bezin knows Be'ezer Yoyim, which day of the week it was, that people don't make a mistake of Be'ezer Yoyim, now it's Eidish Atayachal La'azima. If Eidim come and say, at this time that you're being made, Imanu Yisam B'makom Pliny, they would be Eidim Zaymin, so now it's a kosher Eidus, and it's Eidish Atayachal La'azima. The Mashal is Chilik on the Mashal. And the Mashal explains, this that the Mashal says, that Eidim could say, when they said Be'kama B'chodesh, they really made a mistake, and they were told Be'iburish HaChodesh, and therefore they're not Eidim Zaymin. Dr. Mashal, they could only say they were taught b'iburi shal chodesh if one eid comes and says b'shnayim b'chodesh and one eid comes and says b'shlishi b'chodesh. If the two eidim are being machish themselves on one day, one says b'shnayim and one says b'shlishi, and in everything else their eidim is not machish each other, their two eidim can do shtim with each other. In such a case, we will say that mistami was taught b'iburi shal chodesh and the eidim is kayim. But if two Eidim both say the same day, they can't say that they were both taught b'iburi shal chodesh, and therefore the Eidim should be kaim, and they shouldn't become Eidim Zaymin. So the Mashal, the entire halacha of being toiler that the Eidim were taught be Ibui Shal Chodesh is only when two Eidim are being machish each other, then we are toiler that one of them was taught in Ibui Shal Chodesh. So Dr. Masham came, he can't say like the Mashal that the reason why Bezdin asks for Eze Yom B'Shabbos, they want to know which day of the week is in order to make it Eidish at the Achal Azima, because I feel if they would say B'Kama B'Chodesh, also the Eidim can't be Taylor that they were taught B'Ibur Yishal Chodesh, and it's already Eidish at the Achal Azima. Taisis in Sochem and Daf Yud Beis also asks this question. Taisis asks it a little bit differently than the other Rishonim. In fact, Taisis, why is it that Bezdin has to ask B'Eze Yom B'Shabbos, which day of the week did the Uvda happen? Once Bezdin already asked them Bekama B'chodesh and the Eidim told them which day of the month it was, even if the Eidim will now say a different day of the week, it's Kivan Chega Tshuva in a Chayzer Magid. They can't be Chayzer from the original Eidim, even if they say now a different day, that's not the day that would fall out on the day of the Chodesh that they said. Afiluachi Kivan Chega Tshuva in a Chayzer Magid. So what's the tachlis of asking them Be'eze Yom B'Shabbos L'Chayr? They can't be Chayzer from the first Eidim. And Taisis gives two terutzim. Taisus in his first Teretz answers that we learn out from Sukkim that Eidim can't be machish themselves b'teicha chakiris. So being that we dashen from Sukkim that Eidim can't be machish themselves b'teicha chakiris, we ask them be'eze yoyim to ask them which day of the week it is. If they're going to say a different day than the day that they said be'kama b'chodesh, if they said tesvav ir, and tesvav ir falls out on a Tuesday, and when we ask them be'eze yoyim b'shabbos, they said it was on a Thursday, Imkain they are being machish themselves in the chakiris, and if Eidim are machish themselves in the chakiris, they do sin is betela. So therefore, Bezdin asked them be'eze yayim b'shabbos to see if they'll be machish themselves in the chakiris, in which in such a case the Eidis would be bottled because of the achosha b'secha chakiris. And Taisis gives a second teretz that there's an afkamina in this that we asked them be'eze yayim b'shabbos. Taisis brings our Mishnah that the Mishnah tells us if one eid said b'sheni b'chodesh and one eid said b'shlishi b'chodesh, we say Yedusin is still kayim and we are tailor that the Eidim made a mistake b'ibur yishal chodesh. So Taisis, this that we are tailor the toss that the Eidim made a mistake in ibur yishal chodesh is dafk if both Eidim said the same day of the week. If they both said that the uvda happened on a Wednesday, and only one of them said it was b'sheni b'chodesh and one said it was b'shlishi b'chodesh. And B'Sheni B'Chodesh fell out on a Tuesday, and B'Shlishi B'Chodesh fell out on a Wednesday. So we assume that both Eidim are talking about the same Uvda that happened on Wednesday, and the Eid that said B'Sheni B'Chodesh was taught B'Ibur Yishal Chodesh. But it's Dafka because both of them agreed B'Eze Yoyim. So Mamela's Dr. Taisvist that the Bezdin has to ask the Eidim B'Eze Yoyim. Therefore, even if they are Machish themselves on Makama B'Chodesh, we could be Toilah B'Ibur Yishal Chodesh that there was a mistake being made. But it's only because we asked them Be'eza Yom and both of them said the same day that we can now be Taylor in a toss. And the Chayyah, we see two Chidushim from this Taisvis. First, we see from the second Teretz of Taisvis, like the Mashah, that we are not always Taylor, that the Eidim made a mistake, they were taught Be'ibur Yishal Chodesh. Taisvis is telling us we're only Taylor in a toss, Dafka and Etzir, that both Eidim said the same day of the week and they are Machish themselves on which day of the month, then we could be Taylor in a toss. A second chiddush we see from Taisvus, there's a machlikus in the Achreinim. Could the Eidim be chayzim eidusan during this man of the chakiris? If the Eidim said a eidus, and now Bezdin is questioning them, they're asking them the seven chakiris, and in the middle of the seven chakiris, the Eidim wish to be chayzim from the eidus. Do we say it's already chal the eidus and kivan chayget shuvah in a chayzim or magid, or do we say kozman that it's still going on the chakiris, the Eidim could be chayzim from the eidus? This man, Simon Chavtes, holds the Eidim could always be Chayzer from the Eidus until the Chakiris are over. It's not Nigma the Eidus. And we don't say the Klal of Kivan Chigit Shuvah in a Chayzer Magid until after the Sheva Chakiris are Nigmar. Up until that point, the Eidim could be Chayzer from the Eidus. And the Tumim is Chaylik on this man. The Tumim holds that once the Eidim say their Eidus, they can't be Chayzer from the Eidus. We say the Halach of Kivan Chigit Shuvah in a Chayzer Magid. And the Nesivis in Simon Chavtes, Sif Katan Aleph, speaks out that Taisus in his Kasha is Mevua like the Tumim. Taisus asked, why do we ask them Be'eze Yom? Once we already asked them Be'kama B'chodesh, L'chayu, they can't be Chayzer, Kivin Che'eget Shuvah in a Chayzer Magit. It's Mevua from Taisus that Taisus held Afilu B'Secha Chakiris before Bezdin is finished questioning the Eidim. Afilu Achi, the Eidim can't be Chayzer from their Eidis, and we say Kivin Che'eget Shuvah in a Chayzer Magit. But Zakhtin Nesivis, Kenira, Taisus was Chayzer from this in his Teretz. Taisus in his first teretz answered that it's the Vidashi from Sukkim that Eidim cannot be machish themselves b'secha chakiris, and therefore Bezdin asked be'eze yoyim b'shabbos, if the Eidim are going to be machish themselves b'secha chakiris, then the halacha would be eidusan b'teila. Zogt in Nesivis, Kal v'chomer advarim, if the Eidim said be'eze yom b'shabbos, they said a different day from this that they said be'kama b'chodesh, we say being that they are machish themselves b'secha chakivis, they do some b'teila. Kal v'chomer, if the Eidim are entirely chayzer from the Eidis, that we are going to say that, we're not going to say kivan chigat shuvay nechayzer umagid, but the Eidim have a koyach to be chayzer from the Eidis. The Mele Zogt in Nesivis, it's mistavet, Tosis holds like the sma, not like the tumim, that the maskona Tosis is masik, that until Bezdin finishes being choyker the Eidim, until they finish the Shavach HaKivis, the Eidim could be choyzer from the Eidis, and we don't say the halacha of Kivan Chigat Shuvah in a choyzer Maggid. Rako Ponim, we said over the Kasha of the Rishonim, why is it that Bezdin asks the Eidim Be'ezer Yoim, if Bezdin already asked them Be'kama B'chodesh, which day of the month it was, Bezdin can figure out which day of the week that day of the month fell out on. And we said over Rashi is Mefarish, being that the Tachlis of the Chakiris is to make it a Eidishat to Yochel La'azima, and the Eidim who have the Achilis to be Mazim, these Eidim might not know which day of the month that it was Imanu Yisim B'Makam Ploini. They only know the day of the week that's something that people are more Mason Alibam. So therefore, Bezdin asks the Eidim Be'ezer Yom B'Shabbos to remind these Eidim that they can be Mazim, these Eidim, and therefore it'll be more of an Eidishat to Yochel La'azima. Rabbeinu Yonah asked on Rashi, the Mishnah tells us later the chiluk between Chakiris and Bedikis is by Chakiris if Amar Echad Me'am Ein Yedei Yidusan B'Teila. In fact, the Ben Yaina, on the reason why Yidusan is B'Teila, the Gemara explains, is because it's an Eidish Yata Yochel Azima, it cannot come to the Azama, being that the Eidim didn't tell us what time of was the Uvda that to be made on happened. In fact, the Ben Yaina, that's when it comes to the question of Be'ezer Yoim, according to Rashi, even if they say Ein Yedei, they don't know which day of the week it fell out on. Afilo achlis neidish at the yochel azima, being that the Eidim already told us pekama b'chodesh. So in Cain, why is the halacha on my echem yam ein yedeh? If he doesn't know which day of the week it happened, eidusin is b'teila. And we said over that the Ran holds according to Rashi ein achenami. This that the Mishnah tells us by Chakiris on my echem yam ein yedeh eidusin b'teila is dafka on the other six questions. On the question of be'ezer yom, we don't say the halacha on my echem yam ein yedeh eidusin b'teila, being that even without knowing Be'ezer Yoim, it's already Eidish Sha'at Yochel La'azima, because they already said Be'kama B'chodesh. Therefore, if they say that they don't know which day of the week it fell out on, we will not say the Halacha of Amechad Me'mein Yedei Dusan B'teila. We said over a second Teretz, Rabbi Ne'en and the Mashal answered, the reason why we ask Be'ezer Yoim is because mitzad this that the Eidim were made Be'kama B'chodesh, it's still an Eidish Sha'at Yochel La'azima. If the Eidim would come and say, Imanu Yisim B'Makam Ploini, they'll try to make these Eidim into Eidim Zayimim. The Eidim, the first Eidim that came to be made that Reuven killed Shimon, will say that they were Tobi Buri Shal Chodesh. The Mishnah tells us later, if one Eid says B'Sheni B'Chodesh, and one Eid says B'Shlishi B'Chodesh, we don't say it's a Achosh, Eidusin is Kayemes, and we assume that they were Tobi Buri Shal Chodesh. Zok the Mashal and Abayna Yayna, if the Eidim Zayimim, the Eidim will come and say that these are Eidim Zayimim, Imanu Yisim B'Makam Ploini. The Eidim Motaina that they were taught, they made a mistake in Ibui Shal Chodesh, and they will say that therefore this that you tell us on the day that we're being made, Imanu Yisim B'Makam Ploini was a mistake, and really this that Reuven killed Shimon was really a day earlier. The Melo, they have to ask them also, Be'ezer Yayim B'Shabbos, now it'll become an Eidishat Yachal La'azima. And we said over the Mashal, is Chaluk on the Mashal, and the Mashal says this that we are told that the Eidim made a mistake, is Dafka, if you have two Eidim that are being machish each other, and one says B'Sheni B'Chodesh, one says B'Shlishi B'Chodesh, we're told in a toss. But if two Eidim said the same day, they can't say that both of them made a mistake and they were both taught be'ibui shal chaydish. We then said over Tosis and Psachim and Daf Yudbeis also asks this question. He asks, once we know already be'kama be'chaydish, why do we ask be'ezer yom? Anyways, the Eidim can't even be chayzer. Kivan shehigit be'kama be'chaydish, shuvin yochol lachzer ulahagid, they can't say a different day when they come to say which day of the week. And Tosis gives two terutzim. Tosis in his first teretz answered that if Eidim are machish themselves in the Chakiris, they do so in his betayla, so we asked them be'ezer yom to see if they'll be machish themselves in the Chakiris. And Tosis in the second teretz answers that we could only be toiler in Tos of Ibu'i Shal Chodesh b'mokim that both Eidim said the same day of the week. So the reason why we asked them be'ezer yom b'Shabbos is in case the Eidim were machish themselves on be'ezer yom b'Chodesh in the Kama b'Chodesh, Eidim made a mistake when they said be'ezer yom b'Shabbos and they both got that right. Now we'll be toiler the Tos of be'ezer yom b'Chodesh in this that they were Tos be'ibu'i Shal Chodesh, and now we can be toiler in the Tos. And we said over two chidushim that are yotzah lana from the Divrei HaTosis. First of all, we see from Tosis' second teretz like the Mashal that we're not always toiler in the Tos, the Eidim cannot always claim that they were taught in Ibu'i Shal Chodesh. And the second chidush, there's a machlekes this man the tumim whether or not Eidim could be chayzer from the Eidis before the Gemara Chakiris. The Shita says smash that we don't say kivin chegat shuvah in a chayzer umagid until after the Gemara Chakiris. And a tumim is chaylik that miyad at the edim said the edis, we say the halacha of kivin chigur chobay nechayze or maggot. And Taisis in his kashi is mavur like the tumim, Taisis is mavur that afilo in the middle of the chakivis, the edim can't be chayze from the edis. But the Nesivis explains Taisis in his first teret kanira was chayze from his kasha. And Taisis in his first teret says if the edim are machish themselves b'seicha chakivis, they do so in his betayla. Zok the Nesivis, if the machish themselves b'seicha chakivis, they do so in betayla, koshkein they can be chayze from the edis. And therefore Taisis is mashma like this ma, that kolzman it's not nigma the chakivis, the edim could still be chayze from the edis, and we don't say the Allah of kivin jigit shavein a chayze umagit. The Mishnah continues to explain other questions that Bezdin asks the Edim who are coming to be made on Dinei Nefashis, aside for the Sheva Chakiris that we mentioned earlier. And the Mishnah brings, Ma'akiyah Ma'ateh Moisei, are you Makir, the person who got killed? Do you know if he's a Yid or a guy? His Sveisim, by will you Masver the Hayrik? And by an Ovid Avodah Zorah, the Bezdin asked the Edim, Esmi Ovad, which Avodah Zorah did he serve? Ubameh Ovad, how did he serve it? Zokt the Mishnah, Kolam Marbe Bebedikis Harezer Meshubach. The more questions of Bedikis that Bezdin asks, the Edim is Arezem Meshubach. Rashi in Divya Maschem Makiyam Atem Oysa is Mefarish that these questions are Einam in HaChakiris, they're not from the Sheva HaChakiris Shal Azoma. Elo Kmoish Kol Shar Bedikis, they are Bechlal, the Shar Bedikis that Bezdin asks the Edim. And Zok Rashi, we know the Tachlis of the Sheva HaChakiris is to make it an Edish Atayachal Lazima, to allow other Edim to be Mazim this Edim, and now their Edis is an Edish Atayachal Lazima. So Rashi, the tachlis of the bedikis is Eineela lahachis shemel lo yoymu kedivei chaveri. Men, when the two edim are made and they're answering the questions, maybe these two stories won't be compatible, the two edison won't be compatible, and they'll be machish each other, and with this we'll be able to catch edim shkarim. And that's the tachlis of the bedikis. We ask them questions to see if the two edim are going to say the same story or they're going to be machish themselves b'secha bedikis, and this is a way to catch edim shkarim. On this day, Rashi says that these questions that the Mishnah tells us of Makia Mate Moise and his face by an Ovid Avoy Dezores, Mi Ovad Ubame Ovad is Eina Mena Chakiris, it's only Mena Badikis. It's Mashma from Rashi that if the Edim say on any of these questions, Eini Yaidea, Edusan is still Kayim. We mentioned earlier, the Mishnah tells us later, Ma Bena Chakiris La Badikis, and the Mishnah says when it comes to Chakiris, Amar Echad Meam Eini Yaidea, Edusan Betela. Mashenki, when it comes to the Bedikis, if it's Amar Echad Behem Eini Yedea, then they do sin is still Kayim. And Rashi is telling us that all these questions we mentioned of Makiyam Atem Oisai, His Sveisim Boy, Esmi Ovad, Ubame Ovad, these are all Mina Bedikis and not Mina Chakiris. It's Mavur from Rashi that if one of the Edim say on any of these questions, Eini Yedea, we still say Edusan Kayim, and we don't say the Halacha of Edusan Betela. There are three other shittas in the Rishonim. What is the halacha of these questions of Makia Matem Oisa Yisveisim Boy Esmi Avad Ubame Avad? Questions that are negeh the Gufei Shaledis. These are not side questions of details of the story, but it's questions about the Gufei Shaledis if he killed the Yid and Makia Matem Oisa Yisveisim Boy whether or not the Edim gave him Asrael. The Ran brings Mishem the Balamor that these questions of Makiyam Atem Oise and his Sveisim Boy, whether or not Edim gave Asra, are not Menabedikis, only they are Bechal HaChakiris. Zogt the Balamor, these questions are Bechal HaChakiris, and have the Halacha, if the Edim say on these questions, Eini Yedea, we will say the Halacha of Edusan Betela. The Ran brings Rabbeinu David is Matmi on the Balamor. How can the Balamor say that these questions are Bechal HaChakiris and not Bechal HaBedikis? The Mishnah tells us that Bezdin asks them Sheva HaChakiris. According to the Balamor, there are more than Sheva HaChakiris. And the Ran answers that we have to answer for the sheet of the Balamor. This that the Mishnah tells us Sheva HaChakiris is asides for Gufon Shaledis. Asides for the Etzem Edis itself, the thing themselves that the Edim are being made on, there are seven other questions that are called HaChakiris that Bezdin asks the Edim. But Avada, the Gufon Shaledis, the story itself of whether or not Reuven killed a Yid or a Goy, Makia Matem Moise, are you Makia the Horig if he's a Yid or a Goy, and whether or not the Edim gave him Asro, that's the Gufon Shaledis, that's Avada Bechal the Chakiris, and if the Edim say Eini Yedea, the Allah would be Edusan Betela. Rabbeinu David is Chelik on the Balamor, and Rabbeinu David explains that this that the Mishnah tells us, Ma Beina Chakiris Lebedikis, there are really two Chilukim, two Nafkaminis between a Chakira and a Bedika. First, we have the nafkamina of the mission of Amar Echad Meam Eini Yedei Edusan Betela. When it comes to the Sheva Chakiris, if one of the Edim say on any of these questions, Eini Yedei, the Allah is Edusan Betela. Zokt Rabbeinu David is a second nafkamina. When it comes to the Sheva Chakiris, Bezin has to ask these questions. and Kol Zman Bezdin doesn't ask these questions, the Eidus isn't a good Eidus yet. If Bezdin doesn't ask one of the Bedikas, the Eidus is still a good Eidus. Kol Amarbe in the Bedikas is a Reza Meshubach, but it's not Ma'akev the Eidus. Mashenki, when it comes to the Shevach HaKiris, if Bezdin doesn't ask one of the questions, the Eidus is not a good Eidus. Zok the Abeinu David, this that the Mishnah tells us that Shevach HaKiris is to have both of these halachas, that Bezdin has to ask the question, and if an Eid says on one of these questions, any idea, then the halach is they do some betayla. When it comes to the next questions that the Mishnah lists after the Shevach HaKiris, Makiyam Atem Oysa Yisraisim Boi, Bame'ovad, Esmi'ovad, when it comes to these questions, Bezdin doesn't have to ask these questions. If two Eidim come to Bezdin and said, Reuven killed the Yid, Bezdin will ask the Shevach HaKiris, it's not Ma'akev for Bezdin to ask Makiyam Atem Oysa. We assume if two Eidim are coming to Bezdin and telling us that Reuven killed somebody, we could assume that they know that the Eidim gave him Asra, and we could assume the Eidim know that the person that was killed is a Yid. And in Kain, Bezdin doesn't really have to ask these questions. Zok Rabbeinu David, but if Bezdin asks these questions and the Eid says, Eine Yedeya, then Avada, we have the second halacha of Chakiris applies to these questions also. Amar Echel Neyam Eine Yedeya, then the halacha would still be Eidusan B'Teila. It comes out according to Rabbeinu David, these questions on Gufan Chaledis, of Ma'akiyam Atem Oysai, Hisveisim Boi, Esmi Avad, Bame Avad, they're in between Chakiris and Bedikis. They're similar to Bedikis in this, that if Bezdin doesn't ask these questions, being that we assume the Eidim know it, that when they come to be Meyad, they know who the Harig was, and we could assume that they gave us Asra, so if Bezdin doesn't ask these questions, they do send us till Kayim. But Zakta Beinu David, it's similar to Chakiris in the regard that if the Eidim say on these questions, any idea, when it comes to the Gufi Shal Eidis, the Allah will be Eidusan B'Teila. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Eidus Halacha Dalit Paskins Michlala Chakiris Yesala Sheva Shavois. On top of the Sheva Chakiris that are the same in all cases, there are other Chakiris that are also Nichol in the Halacha of Chakiris that am Omer Echad Nem Endi Edea Yidusam Betela. And the Rambam explains the other Chakiris, if they were made a love that it was Ovid Avoida Zora, Shoilin Lohen, Esmi Ovad, Ube Eza Avoida Ovad. If to be made that he was Mechal Shabbos, you ask him, Eze Melacha Asa Veheich Asa, how did he do the Melacha? If to be made that he was Horeg Asa Nefesh, you ask him, Bam Mehorgoi Vechen Kol Kayetze Bezehu Mechlal HaChakiris. Anything Negea Gufan Shaledis, it's not Shove Bechol case. Every case could be different. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, there are questions for an Eved Avodah Zarah, there are questions for Avodah Asa Nefesh, but Yesem Men HaShave HaChakiris HaShavois, questions be Gufan Shaledis are also Mechlal HaChakiris. And the Lecha Mishnah is mefarish that the Rambam holds this that the Mishnah says that Yibayit Kenoisei B'Shevach HaKiris, the Kavon of the Mishnah is that the Shevach HaKiris are HaShavos. But Avada, there are other questions that are also B'Chal HaKiris, questions that are Negea, the Gufa Shaledis, the Uvda itself that they're being made on. And there also the Halacha is that if it's Omer Echad Mehem, Eini Yedea, Yidusan is B'Teila. And the Rambam is being Meisif on the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor held that it's Dafke Sveise Moisai and Makirim Ate Moisai, those are Bechal HaChakiris, but as Mi Ovad Ubame Ovad would not be Bechal HaChakiris. The Baal Amor is Mechalik the questions in the Mishnah. The Rambam holds that any questions Negea Gufan Shaledis is also Bechal HaChakiris. And the Lecha Mishnah explains that Agam the Gemara says later, this that we say by Sheva HaChakiris, Imama Echad Mehem Eini Yedei Dusan B'Teilo. The Gemara explains the reason is because it's Eidus She'iyah Tayochel La'azimo, being that we don't know when the Eidus to be made on happened. Im Kain, they cannot come to other Eidim to say, Imanu Yisam B'makam Pliny. So the mail of the Allah is that it's an Eidus She'iyah Tayochel La'azimo, and Eidusin is B'Teila. So to Lecha Mishnah, when it comes to these questions, Begufun Shaledis, it does not make it an Eidus She'iyah Tayochel La'azimo. So why is it that the Allah is that Omer Echad Nehem Eini Yedei Eidusin B'Teila? Zok the Lecha Mishnah, this that the Gemara had to explain is dafka by the Shevach HaKiris that are not negei the Gufan Shaledis. Over there, the Gemara has to explain why is it that if they say Eini Yedeya Yidusan is B'Teila. Mashenki, when it comes to questions that are negei Gufan Shaledis, Esmi Avad, Bame Avad, Makir Matem, Oisei Esreisim Boi, these are questions of negei Gufan Shaledis. Over there, it's poshut that if the Eid doesn't know these questions, Yidusan is B'Teila, and we don't have to come on to the reason that it has to make him Eidus Yata Yachal La'azimah. Hakoponim, we said over that Shitas Rashi is any questions aside for the Shevach HaKiris of Bechlal HaBadikis, and it's mashma that Omer Echadim Eini Yedei Yidusa would be Kayim Afilu the questions in the Mishnah of Esmi Avad, Bame Avad, Makiyam Atem Oisei Nisveisim Boi. We said over the Shita of the Baal Amor, the Baal Amor is Mechalik, the questions of Makiyam Atem Oisei Nisveisim Boi, these are questions that are mamish in the Gufan Shaledis, And over there, if the 8 says any idea, it's similar to Chakivis that I'm Amma Echadim, any idea, I do some Betayla. Mashenkin, the other questions of Bedikas over there, if they say any idea, I do some is still Kayim. Mr. Over the Shita of Rabbeinu David, Rabbeinu David is Mechalik, then all these questions that are Negea, Gufan, Shaladis, it's in between Chakivis and Bedikas. It's similar to Bedikas in this that if Bezin doesn't ask these questions, we assume that the Edom know when they come to be Meyed, they know who the Horig was, and they were Masfer the Horig. Maybe if Bezin doesn't ask it, it's not Me'ak of the Edis. But if Bezin does ask it, then it's similar to Chakivis that if it's Amar any day, Edusan is Betayla. And we said over the fourth Shita, the Shita of the Rambam, that aside for the Sheva Chakivis, anything Negea, Guf, and Shalidis is also Bechlala Chakivis. And the Lacha Mishnah is Mazbe that Agam the Mishnah says Sheva Chakivis, that's only Sheva Chakivis that are Shavis Bechol Maka. In every story, Bezin has to ask these seven questions. But every Uvda Bezin has to also ask the Gufon Shalidis, that's also Bechal HaChakivis, and Amar Echadim, any day I do son is Betayla. And Agam, the reason of the Gemara that it'll become an Edish Yatayacha Lazima is the reason why I do son is Betayla doesn't apply when it comes to the questions on Gufon Shalidis. The Gemara only has to explain on the Sheva HaChakivis why is it that I do son is Betayla. When it comes to Gufon Shalidis, it's Pashat that if the Eid doesn't know one of the questions, Ben Agea, the Gufon Shalidis, that I do son is Betayla. The Mishnah is Mamshech, although we said when it comes to Bedikas, the Halacha is Amar Echad Mehen Eini Yedea Yidusan is still Kayim. But Echad Chakiris VeEchad Bedikas Bizman Shemachishin Zezeh, if the Eidim are Machish each other in answering their questions, Bein the Chakiris, Bein the Bedikas, Eidusan is Betayla. The Halacha is if the Eidim are Machish themselves in the Bedikas, Eidusan is Betayla. There is a Machlekes of Rishonim, what is the Halacha if three Eidim come to Bezin together? And two of the Eidim are Kivnuas Eidusan, Bein in the Chakiris, Bein in the Bedikas, their Eidus is compatible. But the third Eid is Machish, the two Eidim in the Bedikas. What is the Halacha? Do we say the Halacha of our Mishnah is Mancha Machishin Zezei Eidusan Betela? Tesis on the Aftes Paskins, if the two Eidim are saying one way, and a third Eid is Machish, the two Eidim, we say in Dvarav Shal Echad B'makim Shnayim, and the Eidus of the Shtayim is still Kayim, and Bezin Kapaskin Apidis Eidus. The Rambam in Perek Beis Milchus Eidus Halacha Gimel Paskins Hayu Eidim Merubim if there are more than two Eidim and Shnayim Mehen Kivnu Eidusan Bachakiris Ubedrishis, two of them the Eidus was Kivnu Eidusan, the Eidus is compatible Bein in Chakiris Bein in Drishis, and the Shlishi says Eini Yedeya, then the Halacha is Tiskayim Eidus Bishnayim, then we could just use the two Eidim V'yeharik, they can kill the one that they're being made on. But Dr. Yamam, im hichish es shnein, if the third aid was machish the first two aidim, afilo bibedikis, even if he's machish him in the bedikis, eidusan is betayla. And the Rishashin Asugya asks on the Rambam, why is the halacha that if the third aid is machish the two aidim, we say the halacha bizmancha machishin zeh eidusan betayla? In fact, the Rishash, the klal and shas always is, as ein dvorv shal echel bimokim shnayim, one aid can't be machish two aidim. So why is it that when it comes to the Bedikas, if one Eid is Machish, the other two Eidim in the Bedikas, we say Edusan Betayla, why don't we say the Klal of Ein Dvar Shalacha B'makim Shnayim, and we should assume the two Eidim are correct, and the Eidim should be Kayim without the third Eid. Rikvega in Echuvah and Simen Peizayin is Mazbe the Rambam, and Rikvega explains this that we say Ein Dvar Shalacha B'makim Shnayim is Dafkif, the third Eid is Machish, the two Eidim on the Etzim Uvda, what they're being made on. If they're being made that Reuven killed Shimon, and the two Eidim say that Reuven killed Shimon, and the third Eid is being made that Reuven did not kill Shimon, in such a case we say, Ein Dvar Shal Echad B'Makim Shnayim, and we believe the two Eidim over the third Eid. The Kivayega is Mazber, that's Kolze, when they're being Machish on the Gufa Uvdo. But in our case, we're on the Gufa Uvdo, all three Eidim were Mechavin Eidusan, they're all being made that Reuven killed Shimon. Only they are machish each other in the Bedikas in a detail in this that Bezin was being shoyl them on how Reuven killed Shimon in the details of the story of how Reuven killed Shimon. It comes out that all three Eidim are being made on a Uvda that Reuven killed Shimon. Rikvega is Mazben, now they become a Kat Eidim. They are all one Kat Eidim becoming to be made on this Uvda that Reuven killed Shimon. And in one Kat Eidim, if one of the Eidim, his Eidus is bottled because the two are Machish, the third Eid, his Eidus is bottled, we say the Halacha of Nintzecha Me'am Karve, Apostle, the entire Eidus is bottled. Being that this Eid is being made on the same Gufa Uvda, and his Eidus was bottled because he was Hukash Ayde Shnayim, he's considered Nintzecha Me'am Karve, Apostle, his Eidus was bottled, and once his Eidus is bottled, the entire Kat Eidus is bottled, therefore Dr. Yamam, if the Hikish Zezeh Bibidikis, I feel if one is Machish Shnayim, the Halacha is they do some Betayla. There is a second Mahalach similar to Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's another Mahalach in the Achilin to be Masbir. Why does the Rambam say if Echad is Machish the Shnayim Bibidikis, they do send his Betela? Hagam, normally the Klal is Ein Dvar Shalacha B'makam Shnayim, the Nesivis and Simen Lamed, Sifkat and Beis, and it's more Barichis than the Chidushi of Shmuel and Saif Simen Ches. The Amivar that Ein Dvar Shalacha B'makam Shnayim is Dafka when they Machish each other in the Gufa Uvda, when the two Edis are coming to be Sais to each other, whether or not Reuven killed Shimon. But if the three Edim come together to be made that Reuven killed Shimon and they machish each other in the Bedikas, there's a halacha in Bezdin that Bezdin has to be Deirish v'chayke the Edim. And the Pasuk tells us that Bezdin has to find Hinei Emes Nachin Adavar. When Bezdin is Deirish v'chayke, they find the Edim are Hinei Emes Nachin Adavar. Once the Edim are Mekayim, that Bezdin finds their Edis to be Emes v'nachin Adavar, Bezdin kapaskan up either their Edis. But if three Edim come to Bezdin together and Bezdin doesn't find Aidei the Jewish of Achakiva, Hinei Emes Nachin Adavar, Hagam and Kol Yedis, we say in Dvar Shalecha B'makam Shnayim, when it comes to finding Emes Nachin Adavar, Bezdin did not find B'seicha B'dikis and Emes Nachin Adavar, that Halacha was not Niskayim, and therefore Bezdin cannot be Makabal this Edis. The male of the Rambam Paskins, I feel of Echad's Machas HaShashnayim, there's a chesaron in the Kim of Hinei Emes Nachin Adavar, and therefore we say, do some B'teila Bezdin cannot be Makabal such an Edis. The Mishnah continues, if after Bezdin is finished being Baidik the Edim with Bedikis and Chakiris, im nimtzu deveya mechuvanim, if Bezdin finds the Edis of the two Edim is compatible, Bezdin is Mekabel the Edis, and Bezdin begins to dan this dintayu of dinin nefashis, and paischim bischus, Bezdin begins with a taina of schus, a taina that the nidin is not chayev misa. The Mishnah then tells us the halacha of Omer Echod min Edim, if one of the Edim say, yeshli lelamid ol of schus, I have a limit schus on the nidin, or one of the Talmidim who sit in front of the Dayanim said, Yeshti lalamid olav chayva. So, Bain, if the Edim wish to be melamed chus, or one of the Talmidim want a taina of chayva that the Nidin is chayav misa, in both of these cases is Meshaskin, I say, Bezdin does not listen to their taina. But if it's Omer Echad min a Talmidim, Yeshti lalamid olav chus, if one of the Talmidim wants to say a limit chus that the Nidin is not chayav misa, then the halacha is malan oisay, we are malan this Talmud, umayishivan oisay b'neim, the mayshev the Talmud between the Dayanim. V'loya yayvid misham kola yem kulay, im yesh mamish bedvarev, if Bezdin hears this mamish bedvarev, shamanly they listen to his tainus. And the Mishnah is mamshech with another halacha, v'afilu hu oime yesh li lalamid al atzmi schus, even if the Nidin himself says that he has a limud schus, why he's not chayiv misa, as long as Bezdin hears that there's mamish bedvarev, Bezdin listens to his taina and allows him to be melamed on himself as chus. The Rishash in our Mishnah is medayik the chilak haloshen. When it comes to echad min atalmidim who wishes to be melamed chus, the Mishnah tells us malan oisoy umeshivan oisoy b'neihem v'loya yerid misham kolayim kulay. Em yesh mamish bedvarev, then Bezdin listens to him. But the Mishnah tells us the halacha of malan oisoy umeshivan oisoy b'neihem. Yet when it comes to the Nidin, if the Nidin himself says that I want to be Malamed al Atzmi Schus, then the Mishnah just says, Shoymiloy ubavach yesh mamish bedvarv. But the Mishnah doesn't say this lashon of Malay Nisay umeshivin Nisay b'neim. And the Mishash is medayik that it's mashma from here that if one of the Talmidim says, Yeshi Lamed al of Schus, not only does Bezdin listen to the Taina, but Bezdin allows this Talmud to be Nimna as one of the Dayanim. Instead of being 23 Dayanim, there'll be 24 Dayanim. Bezdin counts his psak along with the psak of Bezdin. He is Nimna along with the Dayanim, and he's considered a Dayan on this Din Torah. Mashenken, when it comes to the Nidin himself, even though Bezdin listens to his Taina to Melamed al Atzmeis Chos, but he can't be Nimna among the Dayanim, he can't be a Dayan on his own Din Torah, and his psak does not count as a vote in Binegeh, the psak of this Din Torah. And the emes is this halacha of the Rishash, the Ran on Daf Lamed Dalet brings a machlokes harishonim. This that the Mishnah says, Malan oseyu meshivan osey b'neihem, if echad min atalmidim wish to be melamed chus, where Malan oseyu meshivan osey b'neihem, like the Ran, some rishonim say that Malan oseyu meshivan osey b'neihem is just to say that Bezdin listens to his taina. But this Talmud doesn't become one of the Dayanim, and when Bezdin comes to come to a psak and see how many Dayanim are Mezakeh and how many Dayanim are Mechayev, they do not count this Talmidim amongst those who are giving a psak. And the Ran brings Rishayim that are Chaylik, the Rishayim that hold that if one of the Talmidim says, Yeshti lalamed olav schus, and it's Yesh Mamish Bedvarv, that only Bezdin listens to his Taina and they listen to the Limud Schus, but Malan Eisu Yom Yeshivan Eisei B'neihem means that he is Nimna amongst the Dayanim. and now he is able to pasken on this din Torah. We look at this as if this din Torah has one more dayan, and his psak of schus would be a psak to, if Bezin is looking for a rev of mezakin, will now become a rev of mezakin. I'll be the psak of this Talmud who says yeshi lelamed alev schus. There is a chiddush in the Rambam in Perek Yud Me'ilchus Sanhedrin Halacha Ches. The Rambam paskins the Halacha of our Mishnah. Amar Echel min a Talmidim Medina Nefoshes, he has a limit chayva, the Halacha is Meshaskin Aysay. If he says he has a limit chos, the Halacha is Shoymin Loi and his Oyle Yimor in the Sanhedrin. The Rambam is the Messiah with the Halacha in our Mishnah. Afilo Amar Nidin Atzmo Yeshti Lelamid Al Atzmi's Chos. He wishes to be Malamid's Chos on himself. Bezdin listens to the need and atzma and he allows him to be malamed on himself as chuz ve'oyle leminyin. Dr. Ramam, the need in himself is oyle leminyin. He is now one of the dayanim on this din Torah and he can paskan on himself a psak of zakai and that would be either another dayan saying zakai. And Dr. Ramam, v'ushayi ha'bedvorev mamish et tafkev et yesh mamish bedvorev, then we say he is oyle imoran and he's oyle leminyin. He now becomes a dayan on this din Torah. The Lecha Mishnah is matmi on the Rambam. How could the Rambam say that Nidin himself is Oile Imoran and now Oile Leminyan? A person is a Koyv, it's a Latzma, and a person can't be a Dain on himself to Dan his old Din Torah, whether he's Zakai or Chayv and Dine Nefoshes. And the Rishash in the Pirush on our Mishnah is Magia the Rambam, and the Rishash is Moichik the words Oile Leminyan. Like the Rishash, it's Eav Shalomar that a person should be a Dain on himself. A person cannot be a Dain on his own Din Torah, and therefore the Rishash is Moichik the words of the Rambam Oile Leminyan. The Chazon Yecheskel in his Pirush on Tosefta in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis is Mefarish. This that the Rambam says that a person, the Nidin himself, is Oile Leminyan, is not to say that he paskins on himself in the Gemara of the Din Torah, that he paskins Zakai Yechayiv. So the Chazon Yecheskel, the Rambam is saying that the Nidin himself could be Nimna amongst the Dayan, that he could be Ma'akiv the Psak of Chayva. And so the Chazon Yecheskel, the Moshlif, there are 11 Mechayvin and 11 Mezakin. And there's one Dayan that says, Eini Yedeya. So we have 11 mezakin and 11 mechayvin, and the one who says any idea doesn't count. Memeil the Allah is we have moisif two dayanim, and in a case where these two dayanim both said chayiv, now we have 13 mechayvin and 11 mezakin, and the Allah is that we paskin din in nefoshes. If we have a rave of two, that's enough to paskin din in nefoshes, and the nidin would be chayiv misa. So the Chazon Yecheskel in such a tzir where you now have 13 mechayvin and 11 mezakin, where there's a rave of two, and the Nidin himself has had a limud schus with Yesh Mamish Bedvarv. Then we say the Nidin himself is Eile Leminyan, and he can be Ma'akev the Psak, that it's not enough the rave of two to say he's Chayiv Misa, and we would have to add another two Dayanim to see whether or not the Nidin should be Chayiv Misa. Avada, it's true, the Nidin himself can't be a Dayan on his own Din Torah, but is Eile Leminyan enough to be Ma'akev the Psak of Chayiv? If there's only a rave of two, his psak of Zakai will say that there's no rave of two, and we don't have enough of a rave to paskin a psak of Misa, and we would have to add another two dayanim until we have enough of a rave to paskin Zakai Yechayiv. We mentioned earlier the Mishnah began with the bedik of the Sheva Chakiris be'ezer Shavua, be'ezer Shana, be'ezer Chodesh, be'kama b'chodesh, be'ezer Yoyim, be'ezer Shah, and be'ezer Mokim. And this is all the sheet of the Tana Kama, that these are the Sheva Chakiris that Bezin asks the Edom. The Mishnah brings that Reb Yosi is Chaylik, and Reb Yosi says there are only three Chakiris, Be'ezer Yoyim, Be'ezer Shah, and Be'ezer Mokim. Which day did the Uvda take place, what hour in the day, and where did the Uvda take place? And the Gemara is Mefarish, this Machlikis, Reb Yosi, and the Tanakam, and how many Chakiris Bezin asks the Edom. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, Tan Yambulam, Reb Yosi Lachachomim, Ledevechem, Mishabava, Omar, Emesh Hargoy. If one comes into Bezdin and says, and he is meyid, that yesterday Reuven killed Shimon, are you to say we still have to ask him, Be'ezer Shavua, Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Chodesh, and Mekama B'chodesh? Once we know it's Emesh Hargoy, it's obvious which Shavua, which year, and which day of the month. And the Chacham answered, Be'ezer Yamalai Lidvarecha, Mishabava, Omer Achshav Hargoy. Let's say one would come into Bezdin and be meyid that Reuven just killed Shimon. So then we don't have to ask him three questions, Be'ezer Yoyim, Be'ezer Shah, and Be'ezer Mokim. We know already Be'ezer Shah was, and we know Be'ezer Yemer was, so we don't have to ask those two questions. Ela afag avdulay tzarech, if Be'ezer says there are three chakiris that you always have to ask the Edom, hagam there are cases that we don't have to ask all three chakiris. Still, Ramina na'aleh k'de Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that you mesia the Edom, mimakim lamakim, you move them around k'de shetitarev daitan, and they should be moida. If they are Edom shkarim, they will come to be moida. So why didn't we ask them a reboy of questions? Agam, these questions are not necessary. We ask them a reboy of questions in order that they should be Torah of Daiton, and if they're Edom Shkarm, they will be Maida. Zogt the Gemara, just like Rav Shimon ben Elazar says this halacha, wadin, that's why we have Sheva Chakiris. And Rav Yosi says, no, Emes Harga is a davar Ashchiach, we have Idiyas, and therefore we are not misakin so many questions. Ach Shev Harga is lo Ashchiach, we have Idiyas, and therefore over there we are still misakin. The Bezdin has to ask three questions, because it's not Shchiach for someone to come into Bezdin and say that Reuven just killed Shimon. It's mashba from the Gemara, though, that according to the Tanakhama, we ask the seven questions, even in a case where these seven questions are not necessary. If one came into Bezdin and says, Emesh Hargoy Afilu Achi, we ask the Eidin these seven questions, Be'ezer Shavua, Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Chodesh, and Mekama B'chodesh. The Ran brings from the Baal Amar, if before Bezdin asked the Eidim any questions, the Edim came into Bezdin and said it was Bishana Zu, it was yesterday or last year, and then the Edim already said in their Edis what the date of the Uvda they're being made on takes place. They said this year, on this and this day, such an Uvda happened, and they included that in their Edis. Zogt the Baal Amar, in such a case, Bezdin does not have to ask the Edim Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Chodesh, and Mekama B'chodesh. Being that the Edim already said in their Edis what year and what day, and in Mekama B'chodesh, what day of the month the Uvda took place, it's not necessary for Bezdin then to go ask the question again. And the Ran is chaylik on the Baal Amar. The Ran says that even though the Dvarim of the Baal Amar are Dvarim Sheltam, that once the Edim already made their Edis, it's not necessary for Bezdin to go repeat and ask them again, Be'ezer Shavua, Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Chodesh, and Mekama B'chodesh. But Mikamokim, the Sugyas HaGemara is not mashman like the Baal Amar. The Gemara is mashman that according to the Rabbanon, even though it's Loi Tzorich, Raminin Aleh, Kedev Shim Ben Elazar, even if they are unnecessary. So who then if the Edim included in their Edis, Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Shavua, and Be'ezer Chodesh, and it's already included in their Edis, Afiloachi, Bezdin is Chodesh V'Shoyleisam, and Bezdin goes and asks them these questions again to be Marban, the questions that if their Edim Shkarm will be Titarif Daiton, and they'll be murdered that they're being made L'Sheker. And the Chodesh Yesh L'Farish, the Machoikis, the Baal Amar, and the Ran. The Baal Amar understands that the reason why we have Sheva Chakiris and they are Ma'akiv is only in order to make it an Edis Shi'ata Yachal La'azima. And if Bezdin doesn't know when the Uvda took place, it's Edis Shi'ata Yachal La'azima, and it's a possible Edis. And therefore Bezdin has to ask the questions of the seven Chakiris in order to know when the Uvda took place, and now it's an Edis Shi'ata Yachal La'azima. Zok the Baal Amar, if the Edim came into Bezdin and already told them what year and what day and what hour it took place, it's already an Edish at the Yachal Lazima, it's no longer necessary for Bezdin to go ask the Sheva Chakiris to the Edim again. And the Ran holds that the Sheva Chakiris, even though the reason why they're Ma'akiv is because of Edish at the Yachal Lazima, like the Gemara explains, that's why if one of the Edim say any Edea, the Edis is bottle. Mikal Mokim, this Exeris Arkosiv, the one has to ask seven Chakiris. And even if the Eid already came into Bezdin and he said what day the Uvda took place, Afiluachi, Bezdin has to ask the Sheva Chakiris mi Gzeris HaKosov. The din of the Sheva Chakiris is a Gzeris HaKosov, and Halacha, the Bezdin has to ask these questions. Even if it's already a Eidish at the Yachal Azim, it's still necessary for Bezdin to ask the questions of the Sheva Chakiris. And L'chayr, it's Mistavir Divi HaBaal Amar, but it's Shver on the Baal Amar, the Kasha of the Ran. That the Sugyas HaGemara is mashma like the Ran, that even when it's not necessary to ask the question, it's a Gzeres HaKosov, that Bezdin has to ask the question of the Sheva Chakiris. The Neideb Yehuda in Evin Ezer, Madura Kam and Simen Ayim Beis is Miyashiv, the sheet of the Baal Amar. And the Neideb Yehuda explains that there are two dinim in the Sheva Chakiris. There's the Aloch of the Sheva Chakiris that has to make it an Eidish at the Yachal La'azima. And therefore Bezdin has to know the exact time that the Uvda, which the Edim are being made, on when did this Uvda take place. And there's a second halach in the Sheva Chakiris. There's a halach in the Sheva Chakiris Migzeris HaKosov that Bezdin has to ask these questions, like Kedev Shim Ben Alozo, Kedev Sheti Torev, Daitai. Therefore we ask him a lot of questions that if he's an Eid Checker, he'll be Chayzer Umayda. And Zakti Neid Yehuda, this that we say the Sheva Chakiris am Ma'akev and am Echad miam Eini Yedei Eidusam B'Teyla is Dafka the Aloch in Chakiris to make it into an Eidish at the Yachal La'azimo. But Misad the Aloch of the Gzeres HaKosov of Chakiris, Afilu am Echad miam Eini Yedei Eidusam would still be Kayim. Memele Zakti Neid Yehuda, the Kavan of the Gemara that the Gemara says is a din that Bezdin has to ask the Sheva Chakiris, that's only Misad the Gzeres HaKosov that Bezdin has to ask the Sheva Chakiris, but would not have Aloch of Chakiris. It would have a halacha of bedikas that Amar Echad Em Eini Yedea Eidusin would still be Kayim. It would not say the halacha of Chakiris that if they say Eini Yedea Eidusin is Betela. Memeil, what the Gemara is saying is that according to the Chacham, there's a Gzeres HaKasa, the business class, to ask these questions. But we're not of the Halacha of Chakiris, because the Halacha of Chakiris is Dafka to make an Edesh HaTayachal La'azima. But once it's already an Edesh HaTayachal La'azima, then there is no Halacha by the Chakiris that Amar Echadim Ein Yedea, Edusim B'Teila, we say that still Edusim is Kayemis. And if he says, Dr. Nadeb Yehuda, Chiddush La'alacha, this halacha that we say by the Sheva Chakiris, that in all dinei nefashis, Bezin always has to ask the Sheva Chakiris. But mikol makom, the halacha that the Sheva Chakiris are me'akiv, that Amar Echad me'am ein yedei edusim b'teila, is dafka by edus which needs edus hatayachal lazima. But if we would have an edus which does not have the halacha that it has to be an edus hatayachal lazima, it would not apply the halacha that Amar Echad me'am ein yedei edusim b'teila. And Dr. Nadeb Yehuda, Le Marshal, and Edis on a Ben Gusha, Ben Chalutza. The Gemara Makis tells us that we do not have the halacha of Edis at the Yachal Azima and Edim being made at the pass of somebody with the halacha of a Ben Gusha, Ben Chalutza. Or Le Marshal by Edi Kedushin, or by Edim on Eshes Ish Shezinsa. These are all cases where one does not need Edis at the Yachal Azima, being that it's Efshir to have Edis at the Yachal Azima, one does not require to have an Edis at the Yachal Azima. So Dr. Nadeb Yehuda, in such cases, where one does not need the halacha of Edesh HaTayachal La'azima, the Chakiris would not be me'akiv. Amar Echad Yem Eini Yedea, we would not say Edusim B'Teila, we would say the Chakiris have halacha of Bedikis, and Afilo Amar Echad Yem Eini Yedea would still be Edusim Kayemis. And Mamela, the Nadeb Yehuda is paskening on a case of an Eishes Ish Shezinsa, and he's discussing a case that one of the Edim said Eini Yedea, Zakhtu Nadeb Yehuda, being that it is not required to have Edesh HaTayachal La'azima. The entire reason why Chakiris are me'akev is only because we need Edesh HaTayachal La'azima, being that Edesh on Eishes Ish Shezinsa does not need Edesh HaTayachal La'azima, afilo Amar Echad Yem Eini Yedea, Edusin is still Kayemis. The Beis HaLevi in Cheder Gimel Simen Vav Ois Beis is Chaylik on this Halacha of the Nadeb Yehuda. Zok the Beis HaLevi, this is a Chiddush Gadol Ledina and it's Lo Yehuzkar, and Memela Avada the Halacha is afilo by Edei Kedushin and Edesh on Eishes Ish Shezinsa, where one does not need Edesh HaTayachal La'azima. Still, when it comes to the Chakiris, Amar Echad Yem Eini Yedea Edusin is betailed as the regular halachas of the Sheva Chakiris mentioned in our Mishnah, Hayu Boitkin Eisei B'Sheva Chakiris. So, the Beis HaLevi, this that the Nadeb Yehuda says that the entire reason why Chakiris are me'akiv is only to make it an Edesh HaTayachal La'azima, even though the Gemara explains that's the reason why Chakiris are me'akiv. The kavan of the Gemara is not that it's dafka by Edesh HaTayachal La'azima over there Chakiris are me'akiv. The kavan of the Gemara is, being that these Chakiris is what makes the Edesh into Edesh HaTayachal La'azima, it's mistave when the Pasuk was mechayiv that Bezin should be shoyl sheva Chakiris, the Pasuk meant it li'ikuva. Being that it's these questions which make the Edesh into Edesh HaTayachal La'azima, it's mistave the Gzeris HaKosev which is mechayiv Chakiris, the kavan was that it should be me'akiv afilu amu echad mem eni yedeya, Edusin is betayla, and it's not similar to bedikas that the Edim could say in the Yedea. But Avada, after the Pasuk tells us that one is required to have Sheva Chakiris, and the Sheva Chakiris are me'akiv, the me'akiv mikzeris hakosav. And even in a tzir where one does not need Edesh HaTayachal La'azima, still one cannot say in the Yedea on the Chakiris. There's a gzeris hakosav that Edus needs Sheva Chakiris, and the Sheva Chakiris are me'akiv. And Amar Echad Yem Eini Yedea Edusin is Betela, because the halacha of Chakiris is Megzeris HaKosov, that Edus can only be in the sky with Sheva Chakiris. The Gemara is Mamshech to discuss Dinei Asra, and the Gemara brings the Mekor for Asra Min HaTorah, Amar Ula Minayin La Asra Min HaTorah. How do we know that Bezin only gives an Oynish if Edom first warned the Avayin that he's being over in Avera? And the Gemara brings a Pasuk Shenema Ve'isha Sheyikach Es HaChosei Bas Ovevoi Bas Imoi. And the Gemara asks, Otu Bir'iyah Tal Yamilsa is the Chi of Karis for being Roya Esarvasa. And the Gemara darshins, Ela Chir Eyu Taimir Shaldavar, that one is only Chi of Karis if the Edim showed the Avayin Taimir Shaldavar, if they showed him that this Isha is an Ervitim and he's going to be Chi of Karis for being Boiler. And the Gemara continues, Im Eina Inyan the Karis, it's not necessary to darshin that one needs Asob in the Chi of Karis, and therefore Tnei Inyan the Malkus, we darshin this Pasuk to tell us that Bezin only gives Malkus if Edom won the Avayim before he was over the Avayah. Rashi is Mefarish this that the Gemara says, Im Eina Inyan the Karis, being that it's Einish Bidei Shamayim, and Kamishmaya Galya Im Shoigigu Emezit, In Shemayim, they know if a person is a Shaygig or a Mezid, and the entire Tachlis of Aswar is Lahavchin Bein Shaygig LeMezid. Therefore, one does not need to give Aswar in order to be Chayiv Koris. In Shemayim, they know whether or not this person was a Shaygig or a Mezid. Umemela, there is no need for a Pasuk to tell us that the Edom have to master a person in order to be Chayiv Koris. Im Eine Inyan Le Koris, Tnei Inyan Le Malkus. And the Gemara brings other drashas, the Vechizki Atanu Vechi Yazid Ish Aviyeh Laharga Ba'arma, that there are Masabai and he's a Dayin Umezid, he's still amazed in this that he's killing somebody else. And the Gemara also dashes from the Mekoshish Eitzim that they were Hissu by Va'adayin Umekoshish. The Gemara brings the Potsik, they are Moitzim Moitzim Mekoshish Eitzim, that even after the Aswa he was still as a Mekoshish. And the Gemara brings a fourth Mekar from the Ve'rebi Tana Al-Dvara Shal Inaz Al-Iske Dibo, a person gets an Oinish Al-Iske Dibo. From there we see there's a Din Aswa Menatoya. The Gemara brings four psukim as a mekar that one has to be master a person in order for Bezin to give an einish. And the Gemara says it's tzvicha, we need one pasuk for Malkus, one for Sayif, one for Skila, and one for Sveifa, and therefore we need four psukim to tell us that there's a mekar that Bezin only gives an einish if the Edom were master the Avarim before he was over the Avera. Taisus in the Ve'amaschel Minayin Le'asom Minatayra asks a question. For Ektoisvus, why do we need a pasuk to tell us that the person's only chayiv and oynish if he got asur before he was over the aveira? L'chayira, even if we don't have a pasuk telling us that Edom have to give him asur, still, Bezdin cannot give an oynish until there was asur because the person can claim shaygig or yisi. And Toisvus is mefarish, but the Gemara's question is, minayin la'asur min ha'toyra, this that the Gemara brings a makar and a pasuk to tell us that Bezdin only gives an oynish dafka yidei asur. Zog Toisvus is coming to tell us, afilu by a chover, even by a chavar, which the Bezdin knows he was amazed, and he knows the halacha, afilu achi, Bezdin only gives him an oynish if the Edom were master him beforehand. And Taisus brings a second teretz. Zog Taisus, this that the Gemara brings a mekar from Minayin la'asor min ha'toyra, Hagam Bezdin doesn't know if a person is a shogeg or amazed, only ayidei the asor as Edom can Bezdin know that the person is amazed. Afilu achi, the Gemara is being a drosh that the asor has to be teich kidei dibor. If the Asor was not Teich Kidei Dibo, then Bezdin cannot give an Oynish. It's only if the person was over the Avera Teich Kidei Dibo of the Asor. Al-Koponim Taisis is learning the Joshua of Agamar of Minayin La'asor Min HaTayra is for one or two things. Either it's for this that we say a Chavez Sarech Asor, when he already knows the Alachas Afiluachi, we can only give him an Oynish if he got Asor beforehand. Or it's coming to tell us that the person has to be over the Avera Teich Kidei Dibo of the Asor. The Rishash asks on Taisus, according to Taisus, that the Gemara is darshning the din ha'aswa for a chavar or for teich kidei dibor. What does the Gemara mean? Im ene inyan the chorus tnei inyan the malchus. We said over Rashi's mefarishim ene inyan the chorus is kamishmaya galyim shaygigu amezid, being that in Shemayim they know if he's a shaygigu amezid, there's no need to have asra. Therefore we say im ene inyan the chorus tnei inyan the malchus. But according to Taisvus, that the Asura is not coming lahavchin ben shaygig lemezid, we are discussing cases either the person got Asura but it wasn't teich kidei dibor, or we're discussing a chavar who we know is amazed, and afilu achi this exeris hakasav that Bezdin only gives the oynish aydei Asura. L'chayu, we need the pasuk to tell us by chorus that a person is only chayiv chorus even if he's a chavar, if dafke, if he received Asura beforehand, even though he's amazed, even though he got Asura, not teich kidei dibor. In both of these cases, it's dafke if he got Asura, teich kidei dibor, and dafke if the chavar got Asura, that he's chayiv chorus, and if not, he's not chayiv chorus b'dei shemayim. So, effective Rishash, according to Taisus, what does the Gemara mean? In the Inyan, the Chorus, Tnei Inyan, the Malkus. And the Rishash explains that Taisus learns the Gemara in the Inyan, the Chorus, Tnei Inyan, the Malkus differently than Rashi. And Taisus is mefarish of what the Gemara means to say. In the Inyan, the Chorus is why is it negev for us to know whether or not in Shemayim they give Chorus? Being that it's not an Einish that's Nosson Lebezdin, it's an Einish Bidei Shemayim. Shemayim knows when to give Chorus and when not to give Chorus. Why is it negev for us to know whether or not Shemayim gives chorus dafkai de asra or afil without asra? And therefore, zok de gemara imei ne'inyan the chorus tnei inyan the malchus. The Sefer Chamei V'chai asks on Taisvis, according to the first teretz of Taisvis, that the pasuk is telling us that a chavar tzorech asra, how do we know that asra has to be teich kidei dibor? And according to the second teretz of Taisvis, that asra has to be teich kidei dibor of the aveira, how do we know that chavar tzorech asra? We paskin chavar tzorech asra, and we paskin asra to be teich kidei dibor of the aveira. How do we know both of these things? How could we dashen two things from the pasuk? And in the Sefer Ne'imeis Netzach, he explains that be'emes, both of these terutzim of Taisus are really totally in one yisoid. And once we see from the pasuk chavar tzorech asra, it's understood in Svara already that asra has to be teich kidei dibor of the aveira. And once we see that asra has to be teich kidei dibor of the aveira, it's understood in Svara that chavar tzorech asra. He brings from the Ktzais Achoshin in Simen Chav Chesiv Katan Ches, and the Ktzais explains, although we find in Kol HaTorah Kula, we never have such a taina that a person can say Shachachti, what was said more than Teichidei Dibur ago. A person can taina in Dinei Mamonis, he forgot, because it was more than Teichidei Dibur, he forgot whatever was discussed more than Teichidei Dibur before the kingdom was created. Zok the Ktzais, it's a Gzeres HaKosev when it comes to Asrael. The Torah gave a Gzeres HaKosev when it comes to Ein Chei Bezdin. Bezdin could only give an Einish if there's a Avchono Gmur Bein Shalgig Remezit. If Bezdin knows Bivadois that the person being over the Aveira was amazing and there's no Tzad Bechlal, he's a Shalgig. It's not because Midine Umdana and Midine Bezdin assumes that there's a Tzad, he was really a Shalgig. Only there's a Gzeres HaKosev that has to be a Vade Mezit, certain without any Chshoshes Bechlal, without any Tainis that could be, he's a Shalgig. There has to be a Avchono Gmur Bein Shalgig Remezit. Memela, when it comes to Asra, the halacha is if it's more than Teichidei Dibur, you could say Shachachti the Asra. If it's more than Teichidei Dibur, you could say he forgot the Asra already, and he was really a Shagig, and therefore there's not a Avchon Agmur Ben Shagig Lemezid, there's a Tzad that maybe he's a Shagig, and therefore the halacha is that Asra has to be Teichidei Dibur. And Lechayra, who are then, that's the Pshat, why we say a Chavit Tzarech Asra. The reason why a Chavit also needs Asra, again by a Chavit, we assume he knows the halacha, we assume he is a Mezid, but it's not a Vade Mezid, it's not a Avchon Agmur Ben Shagig Lemezid. The Gzeris HaKosev is that he has to be Dafka, a Vade Mezid. Over here, it's not a Vade Mezid, it's a Tzad. Maybe he didn't know the Halacha, maybe he forgot the Halacha. It's Dafka for the Asra, right before he did the Aveira. Then we know he's Vade Mezid. In such a case, Bezdin can give the Einish. That fulfills the requirement of the Torah of Avchonek Mu'a Ben Shagig Lemezid. Memela in Svar, once we know Chavit Tzarech Asra, we see this Gzeris HaKosev, it has to be a Dafka, a Vade Mezid. Who didn't we know in Svar that Asra has to be Teichidei Dibur of the Aveira? And if the Gzeris HaKosev told us that Asra has to be Teichidei Dibur of the Aveira, who didn't we know also that a Chavit Tzarech Asra? But according to the Gzeris, it's not the Pshat Chavit Tzarech Asra, that Asra is not Lahavchin Ben Shagig Lemezid. Avada Asra is Lahavchin Ben Shagig Lemezid, but the level of Avchona Ben Shagig Lemezid has to be that it's Vadai, that the person was amazed, and even a Chavit we can't assume he's amazed, therefore he also has to have Asra. And who in the reason of Teichidei Dibur, it's not a Gzeres HaKosev that a person only gets Einish if there's a Asra. It's still because the Asra is Lahavchin Ben Shagig Lemezid. Only it has to be a Vade that we know for sure that this person was amazing and there's no Tzad Bechlal, he is a Shagig. Memele Zokten Imes Netzach, not only this answers the Kasha of the Chame Vechayi that we see from the Joshua, both of these Joshas, we see Chavit Tzarech Asra, and we see Asra has to be Teichidei Dibur of the Aveira. But then we can answer the Kasha of the Rishash. The Rishash asked, according to Tosfos, how could the Gemara say, "Ain't the Indian the chorus?" The Rishash understood Tosfos that Asra is Gzeris HaKosev that Bezdin only gives Einchin if the Eidim first gave Asra to the Arayim before he did the Aveira. In Cain, what's him? Ain't the Indian the chorus? Even though Shemayim knows that if he's a Shagig or he's a Mezid, Afiluachi, a person only gets chorus, Migzeris HaKosev, if there was Asra before he did the Aveira. Zokten Imes Netzach, according to the Ktzais, the way he's explaining Tosfos why Chavit Tzarech Asra and why Asra has to be Teichidei Dibur of the Aveira, it's not because of Gzeres HaKosev that has to be Dafka Asra, only it's to make Avchon Gmur Ben Shagig Lemezid. So Memele the Gemara saying him ain't the Indian Lekaris when it comes to Karis, which is Bidei Shemayim. In Shemayim, they know whether or not a person is a Shagig or a Mezid. They don't need a Asra to know for sure that the person is a Mezid. Memele fact the Gemara ain't the Indian Lekaris. The pasuk doesn't have to tell us that there's a din Asra when it comes to Karis. When it comes to Karis, Shemayim knows if he's a Shagig or a Mezid. Therefore, Tnei Binyan the Malkus, and when it comes to the Einish of Malkus, Bezdin only gives the Einish if the Edom gave Asra to the Avarim before he did the Aveira.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.